There was a gathering of parishioners after the Sunday service, and they began to mention until one of them said, "Did you notice that Lucy dyed her hair?" And said, they said, "No, we didn't notice. Did you also notice the pastor's shoes?" Says, "No, we didn't notice that either." And finally she said, "But didn't you notice the Wilsons? They're mad at each other. They're not talking." And they said, "No, we didn't notice." And finally, in exasperation, she said, "Don't any of you pay attention in church?" I remember once when my friend asked me, "What did you do in church when you were young?" And I said, "Well, I prayed." And he said, "Wow, I never thought of that." True story. He's a good architect. But that was the question and that was the answer. Paying attention in church. One of the problems that the Israelites faced when they were given their freedom from Egypt was the ability to choose for themselves. That's why the Ten Commandments, God said, "You have a right to say no. Thou shalt not," because slaves can never say no. But in the Ten Commandments, God began to teach the people that they can say no. One of the problems, even in the United States, after the fall of slavery, is that the slaves had nowhere to go. They had few skills, no property, and no home. That is why many of the slaves in America settled close to the plantations of their former masters. Because when you have a right to self-determination, when you have the gift of liberty and freedom, you have to know what you are free for. Sometimes when I was a kid, when we had no school, I was happy. And I think the school year is over for all the kids, right? My sister teaches biology. Teachers are very happy too. But sometimes you would be so happy that you didn't know what to do. What do I do now? So freedom is a gift. And I repeat this often, although you are free to choose anything, not everything you choose makes you free. You have to take responsibility for your choices. You have to make your choices. And to realize that you are responsible for your life. One of the hardest transitions is from high school to college or to work. Because college, no one keeps a tab on you. All of a sudden, you become more and more responsible for your life. And it's very easy to see the enemy out there. These are the people that caused me trouble. Today in the United States, there will be more Americans killed by Americans than by terrorists. And this happens every day of the entire year. And so that's why over 200 years ago, Mary Shelley wrote the novel Frankenstein. And when she built the monster, she built the monster out of human parts to remind us that the enemy is often looking back at us in the mirror. That we can sometimes don't do more harm to ourselves than other people do to us. In today's gospel, we have Jesus calling the disciples. We have the Christian idea of renunciation. You have to sacrifice in life to attain anything. You have to study, you have to work, and you have that idea of personal responsibility. When the midterm elections happen, listen to the politicians speak. And every once in a while, you will see this gem. We are responsible for ourselves. We have to choose not to do bad things. Prayer is not enough. Laws are not enough. Even God is not enough if we do not listen to Him. So this idea of personal responsibility, which God has given us, is so important that stop for a second, don't look at other people, and pay attention to God and pay attention to your own life so that after church is over, you won't notice someone's hair color, their shoes, or what happened, But you will have prayed to God, give me, God, the wisdom to use my freedom well for my own happiness and the happiness of those that love me. Slava Isusu Hristu!